Our first report looks at the future of food, from laboratory meat to insect burgers. As populations expand, scientists are looking at ways to feed everyone and protect the environment. How are they doing? Well, it looks like what we will be eating in 10, 15, 20 years' time will look a lot like what we eat today, until you take a closer look, that is.
Moo-free meat. There are too many cattle in the world, depleting resources and producing vast quantities of methane. But people love their burgers. In 2013, Dutch pharmacologist Mark Post demonstrated a way to reconcile our appetite for meat with our concern for the environment: laboratory-cultured beef. His first burger, cultivated from beef cells in a vat, cost the equivalent of 281,700 euros to produce. Today, that cost is nearer to 10 euros. That is still 3 or 4 times more expensive than farmed beef, but close enough that industry professionals expect lab-grown meat to enter supermarkets by 2020. But will this truly be good for the environment? Lab-grown beef will use colossal amounts of electricity because it has to be cultured in a warm environment. A much simpler answer, of course, would be for us to eat less meat.
Bug burgers. Good news! There are an estimated 1,400 species of edible insect. We all know they go mad for a bowl of locusts in Africa, and the Japanese love a fried wasp, but there must be some really ugly bugs out there that nobody has tried eating yet. Okay, Europe and America will be slow to appreciate their qualities, but insects are going to enter our diet soon either way, because they offer an excellent, environmentally sustainable source of protein. The key will be to make sure we don't realize we're eating insects. Once you pulverize crickets into powder and add them to a burger, nobody can tell the difference. Already, there are insect farms in Britain, Canada, and Holland, so like it or not, we'll all soon be joining the 2 billion people globally who regularly eat insects. They will become popular when we get away from the word insects and use something like mini livestock, says food futurologist Morgane Gay.
Dairy foods for vegans. Going vegan comes with big restrictions in your diet. Refusing to exploit animals in any way rules out all forms of dairy. Milk, yogurt, cheese, plus everything that contains eggs. That's a lot of good stuff you're not allowed to eat. But the lab food revolution is about to explode the idea of what can and can't be part of a vegan diet. Already available in the USA, Not Mayo is an egg-free mayonnaise, soon to be followed by dairy-free products such as Not Milk, Not Yogurt, and Not Cheese. They are all being produced by NotCo, which uses an AI algorithm called Giuseppe to analyze the molecular structure of each product and predict how to create the same molecular result using plant-based materials. The best part is that 80% of our customers are non-vegans, proving this concept can go mainstream, says NotCo's CEO, Matthias Muschnick. NotMayo is priced the same as major brands, and it's more profitable because we don't use eggs.
Surf snacks. If you're not happy about eating insects, how about some algae in your burger? Think about it. Nice green algae, fresh from the sea. And the best part is that the 10,000 or so different species of algae waiting for us out there contain more calcium, protein, iron, vitamins, minerals, fiber, and antioxidants than any fruit or vegetable. Japan, where it has long been part of the diet, already has massive algae farms, but in the West, we are more likely to be eating it in camouflaged form. Algae derivatives can be added to almost any processed food as a healthy source of protein and vitamins. Some industry experts believe algae will ultimately become the world's biggest farmed product. The great thing about seaweed is it grows at a phenomenal rate, says Dr. Craig Rose of the Seaweed Health Foundation. it's the fastest growing plant on Earth. And what about jellyfish? Outside of Asia, jellyfish are seen as something to avoid. But this year, a Danish scientist developed a way to turn them into low-fat crisps. Just one problem. A bag of jellyfish crisps contains the entire recommended salt intake for the day. Pity.